Now, in studio this morning from Compass Commercial, Russell Huttemer is my guest today. Russell, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks very much for coming in. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely.
Compass Commercial has been around 30 years.
Yes, this year, celebrating our 30th anniversary. Started in 1996, founded by Eric Schultz and Steve Toomey, both my predecessors. And we're a slightly different company these days.
How would you describe the change over the 30 years?
Well, it goes without saying that over that time, Bend was significantly smaller. Today, I've brought with me our Compass Points newsletter, which tracks all the vacancy rates for office, retail, and industrial. Back then, we just tracked office and industrial in Bend and then industrial in Redmond.
Okay. All right. Well, speaking of the tracking numbers, what's the overall health, first of all? What do you think?
I would say overall health is pretty good. We're doing better than a lot of markets. I think Bend has continued to have a lot of attention, a lot of influx, and I think that's what's really helped us versus some other markets. Our vacancy rates they seem to be stabilized, and we're doing a lot better than some others comparatively. So just an update on our Bend office market, we're hovering around 7% vacant in the total office market. Which sounds high, but if you compare it to Portland and other MSAs, larger MSAs, they're about 20 to 30% vacant.
Wow.
Yeah.
So is 7%, healthy, if you will?
It's healthy to some degree. If you start to get below 5%, it becomes anemic. It's difficult to find spaces that work. It's difficult to, it just takes time usually in the office market and almost every type of space, when you find a space that works, usually there's work that has to be done to it. And the lower the vacancy rate, the less choices, more than likely the more work would have to be, tenant improvements would have to be performed on the spaces.
Are there certain parts of town that are doing better than others?
Yeah, so as far as in Bend, the lowest vacancy rate is actually along Highway 97 and 3rd Street, but there's limited product there, different type of product. Downtown comes in second at 6.32%.
There's companies that, in fact, there's one that just moved into town that do open spaces, creative consult, where different companies and different groups can come in and, kind of...
Yeah, Kiln. Kiln. Yeah. They took over the 40,000 square foot former IBEX building.
Right. How does that affect the overall office market?
Well, definitely it's a good thing in some regards because that building sat vacant for quite some time. So, and that's a unique product and offers a lot of amenities, different size, different square footages. In some instances, those types of things aren't available. There are some other competing properties, but they all enjoy a pretty high occupancy rate.
Let's move over to Bend Retail.
So retail, we're at a vacancy rate of 4.37%. So I would say overall low. One of the struggles in retail, and also one of the struggles in office and all the other asset classes, is that unless the rates are significantly higher or pretty top of the market, it makes these projects difficult to pencil. Construction costs, costs of money. SDC fees are a big one, and they're having a real effect on some deals. That's kind of tipping the scales and whether or not deals are getting done.
Explain to me SDC fees, maybe an example even.
Sure. So system development charges, they go towards basically on the front end, either landlords and or tenants wind up paying these fees that go towards roads, water, sewer, and the like. And, they keep going up just with the cost of everything else, but they're kind of, in some instances, as of late, they're reaching a little bit of a tipping point on causing deals to making them more difficult to get done. Working on a 5,000 square foot fitness deal right now for a tenant, just mom pop's tenant to take over a space going from retail, kind of retail, quasi-retail industrial space to the fitness use, and SDC fees are going to be about $108,000. So where does that come from for this type of deal?
What happens if it starts taking into effect that we can't afford to do business?
Well, that means that some spaces are going to sit vacant, and these, you know, landlords and tenants that have these buildings and tenants that lease these spaces that bring goods and services to the market, just, you know, there won't be as many of them.
Another effect you mentioned, I think, just a moment ago, regarding basically the world activities that are going on right now, mm-hmm. the things that are in the news, is Bend insulated from that? Bend, Redmond, Central Oregon in general?
I would say that we're somewhat insulated. It depends on how far you push it, really. And and there's also some grander cycles to keep in mind. But the level of demand in Central Oregon is what's really helped us out. You know, the people are still willing to pay higher prices for homes, still willing to pay higher lease rates by comparison to other markets. But there is, you know, there does come a point where if we see any sort of significant, even from here, I mean, where are oil prices going to go from here? What are the costs of materials? Where are they going to go from here? Cost of money, you know, everyone was hoping or thinking maybe interest rates were going to come down. They came down a little bit, but if you have this type of potential inflation in the forecast, it's hard to imagine interest rates coming down too much from here.
We've touched on office and retail. Let's talk about industrial. First of all, Bend Industrial.
So Bend Industrial, has generally enjoyed the lowest lowest vacancy rate over the last few years.
Because basically there's not that much of it, right?
Yeah, there's not much of it. There's been some larger spaces that have come on the market as of late or will be coming on the market, like the 80,000 square foot Realms school building. They're vacating that building. The former FedEx building off of Jamison, that's a 25,000 square foot building just to the north. Zamp Solar just moved out of their building, and that's a 22,000 square foot building. So there's some larger spaces that have hit the market, but there's also a number of tenants that are looking. I do know of tenants that have made offers on those spaces. So it's a little bit in flux, but in general, Redmond or Bend Industrial still enjoys the lowest vacancy rate.
And what's going on in Redmond?
Redmond's a little bit higher. Well, it's actually more than double at 7.26% vacant. And part of that, and some just under, there's some nuance to all of this, right? It's not necessarily that things aren't going well there. It's that there's been some more product that has come to the market, so that tends to skew the data just a little bit. There hasn't been like some major vacancies to hit the market where tenants leaving spaces.
Any notable transactions take place recently?
Well, let's see here. So we just finished up on the Falcon condo storage projects, or storage condos, and also industrial condos. Those construction, the construction there has been completed as of late. We just had an owner user purchase four of the industrial units combined for over $350 a square foot for that.
Wow.
We've had a number of those condos sell as well. And then also just, let's see here. We had Upper Terrace Drive, an office building, sell for $3,350,000. And then on the leasing side, let's see here. Consumer Cellular took over the Verizon space. We've got some leases that we can't really quite announce yet at Jack Straw, down adjacent to the Box Factory. But that's close to 100% leased, all those 17,000 square foot retail spaces there.
And one that I have to ask about all the time is the old Costco. Anything going mm-hmm. on with that?
Yeah, so it's been back and forth on whether or not it's for sale or for lease. Last we heard is that they're probably not going to sell it. They may be wanting to keep it for a second location in our market, perhaps 5 to 10 years down the road. So,
okay. Yeah,
it's created a little bit of a whipsaw in our vacancy rates. Every time they put it back on the market for lease, all of a sudden we get 100,000 more square feet vacant on the east side.
All right. Well, we'll just have to see where things go with that particular project. We're going to close out. Anything else?
Yes. If anyone would like to sign up for our newsletter, please go to compasscommercial.com.
There you go. You can get all this information and get it. It comes out, I'm assuming, quarterly?
Quarterly, yes. Well, actually, we'll have a new report coming out after kind of mid-July.
All right. Russell Huntemer, Compass Commercial. And your website?
CompassCommercial.com. Thank you.
There you go. Nice to see you. FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.